There you are. You just received these headphones from somebody in the box office. You put them on, and right now you are listening to this voice. My name is Willem the Ridder. And I don't know if you realize, but we are in bed together. Isn't that intimate? Yes. A big bed. Warm. Soft. And this voice is penetrating your ears. And I would love to make a little tour with you. Do you want to go with me? It's very simple. I will give you instructions, and if you follow them exactly, everything will be wonderful. So we try. You are standing in front of the box office. Do you see this red telephone on the right? And next to it is a small corridor. Now please walk into that corridor very slowly, take your time. At the end of this little corridor, you go to the left and immediately to the right again. Yes. And there at the end of this little corridor, passing the toilets, yes, you see a chair. Please sit down there. Good. Because before we start with this tour, I have to explain you what we are going to see. Yes. Because I don't know if you realize, but you are in a building called the Apple. Remember that wonderful, delicious, juicy fruit? The apple hanging on the tree of good and evil in the paradise where we humans started. Remember that story? And the first woman ever picked that juicy apple and gave it to Adam, the first man ever. And that was merely the end of pleasure. The end of everything. We were driven out of the paradise. And we have since then had the order to hate our bodies. Cover them up. Don't enjoy them anymore. Yes. And right now you are in a building called the Apple. And we are about to see an exhibition called Adam and Eve. Isn't that wonderful? Except that Adam stands for Amsterdam. Yes. About 40, 50 years ago, young people started to call Amsterdam the magic center. Yes. Because the old city is actually built in circles. And if you look from the sky, it looks just like the magic center of every woman. The wonderful entrance where we all came from. The yoni, as they say in India. The vulva. The goddess. So Amsterdam is actually a woman. Now, I've told you enough. Are you ready? Get up. Stand up in front of your chair. Very good. Sit down again. See, I give you very simple instructions. If you follow them exactly, everything will be wonderful. Stand up again. On the right of you is a glass door. Very slowly open that door. Go outside. You are in a garden now, a very small garden. And there you see, on the right of you, a huge rubber object. It's an artwork. It's the holy vulva. Womanhood. The opening of the goddess. There where you came from. Isn't it wonderful? Now please pass that vulva and go all the way to the end of this little garden. Yes. To the fence. Be careful for your head. Now look around this wall here to the right into the garden next door. And there you see a little garden house, a little temple. Wonderful. And in that little temple, a boy and girl did the sexual act without their parents knowing in the house on the other side. But they did it in quite a different way than we're used to. Later, I will tell you all about it. Now it's time to turn around and walk back past that big rubber vulva. Go through the glass door again. Yes. Close it behind you. Very good. You go to the right now. Immediately around the corner. To the right, yes. And on the right, in the corner, you see a door. Yes, just around the corner. Open that door. Go inside. Close the door behind you. Very, very good. You're doing a great job. In front of you is a big staircase. Stand with your back against the door and watch that not so big staircase. Yes. We are not supposed to be here. It's actually forbidden. But you did a great job. Nobody saw you. So we're going to climb the staircase now. Are you ready? Okay, very slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's a little platform here. We go around the corner and further. 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait here. On the left of you is a little window. You see that? Stick your left arm all the way through it. How does that feel? Yes, it's another symbol of the female organ. Yes, actually, our world is filled with symbols. Did you know that all the Gothic windows in churches are symbols for the vulva, the vagina? Yes, because sexuality is part of our body, one of the most important functions. How can you forbid that? Nobody can stop it. So if you forbid something that nobody can stop, everybody feels like a sinner. Yeah! Isn't that great? You are a sinner. Now, let's go further. 4 more steps. And there is a door. See, in front of us. It says, no entrance. But we're sinners. We go through it anyway. So very slowly, carefully open it. Very good. Go through it. Close it behind you. Stand with your back against the door. It's a little corridor in front of us. Yeah, there's a glass wall. Now very slowly start walking. At the end, you turn to the left. Yes. And then you see in front of you a double white door. Now just wait in front of that door. Don't go through it yet. Because as soon as we go through that door, we are actually entering the exhibition, Adam and Eve. And this exhibition is about young people who 40 years ago started to be naughty and started to practice and preach and show sexuality out in the open. And you have to remember, in that time, if you even mentioned the word sex, people got red in the face. And if you mentioned it too loud, the police might even come and arrest you. That's how dangerous it was in that time, not so long ago. So please, very slowly, open the door. Go through it. Close it behind you. Stand with your back against that door. And watch to the left, behind you, on the wall, next to the door. You see it in color? We have specially painted there a compliment for you. Yes, because you are doing a great job. This is gonna be fun, this little tour that we make together, isn't it? Now, you're standing with your back against the door. Please step one step forward. Another step. And on the wall on the right of you is hanging a graphical work of Jan Kramer, one of those naughty boys who wrote books and made paintings that inspired more and more young people to show and experience their sexuality more and more. And this graphical work shows Miss Tulip. Yes, even the tulip, typical Dutch symbol, is the symbol of the female goddess. Yes, it's everywhere. It's our source, our pleasure. Now please walk a little further until on the right side you see a door, a big exit. Go through that door. There's a little corridor which you cross, and there's another door opposite, and you enter that door, and you're in a beautiful room with three big windows. Walk to the middle window and look out on the street. There in front of you is that magic center, Amsterdam. And you can look in the windows of the houses opposite. And sometimes if people don't see you, even in offices, things happen in private that you're not supposed to see. Because sexuality is liberated now. But we're still careful, a little afraid, private, drawn back. Now please stand with your back against the window and look around in this room. Here you see that Marina Abramović and Ulay, her then husband, were naughty too, and out in the open showed the power of sexuality. Marina, a famous artist, changed roles with a prostitute, sat in the window, right at the street, out in the open, and said, "Here I am. Use me. Have pleasure with me." Or ze were in a gallery, laying on the floor, or lie with a big erection. And Marina looking at the wall. And Olai made beautiful photographs showing what sexuality is actually still about. There you are in the bathtub. And with one hand you are stimulating your sexual organs. It's called masturbation. And you pump up the energy there. But we all know that when we masturbate, our belly hardens. The legs get stiff. Sometimes the other hand becomes like a fist. It seems we lock up, close off all the energy channels in our body. And the energy that we pump up down that beautiful genital area cannot go anywhere. It blows up like a big balloon, bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it explodes. We call that orgasm. And we lose all energy. And we fall asleep. Is that what orgasm is all about? A sleeping pill? So there you are, standing in the middle of this room. Yeah, stand in the middle, please. And you are right now in your body. Yes. How does it feel to be in your body? Are you afraid of it? Or do you enjoy it? Now, look at the door through which you came. Soon we will pass through that door. Now, wait here. Imagine that in the door opening, on the right side stands Marina Abramović, all nude, very sexy, beautiful woman. And on the left side of the door, inside yes, is leaning, all nude, Olai, her sexy husband. So there's a very small opening between those nude bodies. And you have to pass through that small opening. Perhaps even touching their sexy bodies. How would that feel? Now very slowly walk towards the door and imagine they're standing there, nude and sexy. And you pass through them. Very good. How does that feel? Go to the right. Into the corridor. Walk to the end. To the staircase. Don't go up the staircase. Wait down. Before the first step. And look up. And there you see Olai and Marina. Standing in the door opening. And all the visitors of the gallery have to pass through. And that was in the 70s, when the word sex gave you a blush. And sometimes the police came to stop them. It was a dangerous, courageous, revolutionary act. Now please, look to the left of you, into the hall. Next to you. And there you see a long row of video booths. Go into the hall. Yes. Wait. Look to the left. The wall behind you on the left, yes. There you see a big painting. And that's the male side. Yes. Bas Meerman. Spread your legs, just like young Kramer. And in the middle there is this church tower. Yes, all towers are symbol of male potency, sexuality. The lingam, as they called it in India. The standing stone. Yes. And because artists and photographers started with showing sexuality more in the open, soon it was picked up everywhere. And a huge porn explosion followed. Everywhere porno shops now. Everywhere video booths. And everywhere sex, sex, sex. And now we don't get red in the face anymore. It's out in the open. And as soon as our tour is finished, you should come back here and visit some of those video booths and see what artists are doing with sexuality on video. And the other wall, you see Anton Beke's posters, famous posters, hanging all over the country, open, where he showed sexuality without much shame. And nobody blinked an eye. It became normal. Thanks to those naughty boys in the 60s and the 70s and those girls who took the risks and opened up this wonderful field of energy which we are. So we walk further along the video booth, yes, towards the next hall. Go through this beautiful, majestic door into the next hall. And here you see photography. Yes. If you stand in the doorway and you look on the opposite wall, there are photos of Ed van der Elske, early 60s and 70s. The first signs of showing sexuality out in the open. A very careful time. You can still feel it. And what a difference if you look to the left and see there the photography of what's happening now on the streets. All the big gay parties, the sexy parades, the clubs. We dress up in ways that you could barely imagine 20, 30, 40 years ago. There's even clubs where we go very, very far. We touch the limits. We go beyond them. We do research. Is that all? Is it just fucking and sucking? Spreading your legs? Or is there more? Is pain sexy? Is domination sexy? There even came schools for sexuality. I started together with Cora, who's on one of these photographs, the first academy for new ancient sex. Because sexuality is as old as the world. And many cultures have never forbidden sexuality. And know things about it that we don't. The NASA, New Ancient Sex Academy. And then there's projections in this room too. Look at it. Eric Weda. But later you can come back. Let's move to the next room. And there's two pillars, you know. Oh, that's the compliment. Thank you, sweetie. But on the table in front of it, go to the table. There you see the new type of photographer. He or she is not hiding behind the camera anymore, showing sexuality around. No. The photographer nowadays is the subject. He or she is posing herself. And here on the table you see the playing cards of Yuqing Tang. Yes, it's her. She made the photographs of herself. Look, here I am. out in the open, enjoying life. Yes. And if you turn around, you're back against the table. You see, on the wall in front of you, Peter Klaashorst, who is living in Africa, married with a beautiful girl there, and having three more girlfriends who all do it with him. Some of them are even pregnant. And not so long ago, I think last week or a few weeks ago, he actually made those little paintings that you see now, this comic strip, telling her, please lay down, I want to paint you in a very sexy way. And yes, he wants to pose, but not too long. Please come here, do it with me, we want to play. In those cultures, there is no fear for the body, for the sexuality. We don't have to be neat. Yes, we can fart. We can have hiccups. We can burp. We can spit. We can enjoy all the pleasures of the body. And they are pleasures. There's much more to see here, but we go further. Otherwise it takes forever. You can come back later here and study the details. There, next to the compliment we gave you, thank you, sweetie, is the door where you came through, remember? Go to the door. Very good. Open it. Go through it. Close the door behind you. And immediately go to the left. And there is the elevator. See that? Now go to the elevator door and stick out your pointing finger, that sexy pointing finger, and push the button. And while you're pushing the button, keep your finger on that button. And now look down over the balcony. Do you see people there? Entering the big bed, like you did. If you see people coming in or going out, draw their attention. Be sexy. Wave at them. Whistle. You know? Try. Dare. You're sexy. You're wonderful. And if the door of the elevator opens, leave it open by pushing this button continuously. It stays open. So don't worry. Do you see anybody? Look nice. You can do it. You're a wonderful human being. You look great. Yes. Enjoy your own body. Don't you feel your body? You're in it. And it's so sexy. And what you feel is pure energy. Yes. That's you. Okay. I think it's about time to go into the elevator. So don't take your finger off, otherwise the door immediately closes. So go into the elevator and then take your finger off. Very good. And now the door closes. And now you push on number 2. Yes, and there you're standing in this dark little room. Just feel sexy, yes. Just move your body a little sexily. Try, nobody sees you. From those hips, yes. Very good. Now, the door opens and you walk very sexy out of this elevator in this little hallway. Just try. Very good. And here in this hallway, you see on the wall a text. Yes, read it. It's about men. When they're in the toilet with other men pissing, they can't help but watch other men's cocks. How big are they? Now, walk to the window. Look outside. To that magic center. All the windows. All the openings. The street. If you walk on the street, are you big enough? Are you beautiful enough? Are you good enough? Are you absolutely perfect? Or do you have other ideas about yourself? We all know how powerful ideas are. You can start today by thinking something different about yourself. And you will be amazed what happens. That's the basis of all creativity. So a great artist, you're perfect. You're very beautiful. Sexy. You don't have to blush. Now look to the left. You see two glass doors. Please go through these doors. Very good. And immediately when you're through the door, at the left is a little cinema made by Martha. Beautiful woman, Martha Colbram. Go inside. Later you can come back and have a long, long look at her film. It's real old-fashioned celluloid film. Beautiful. Except that she takes the film and totally by hand decorates every little image of it, colors it, changes it. If you look to the left on the wall near the entrance, you see how she does that. And if you sit down, you can see the effect of it. Really. She takes all the time in the world to change every little detail of what we see on the screen. And we're all surrounded by a screen on which we project our own movie, made by our own convictions. But we can come back later. Let's go back to the little corridor and move forward. In this corridor, on the wall, you see magazines. I designed those magazines in the early 60s and 70s. It was called Suck, the first European sex paper. And I made them together with William Levy, Jim Haynes, Jermaine Greer, Haskett Williams, and many other people. It was an international publication. For the first time, all kind of people, many artists and writers, everybody started to write about themselves, opening up. Yes, I'm a sinner. Yes, I enjoy it. Yes, I'm trying out things. Suck became a big success. A success, yes. And we organized even the very first erotic film festival in the world, here in Amsterdam. The Wet Dream Film Festival. And people came from all over the world. I published already my own newspaper, which also was totally made by the readers themselves, Hitweek, Aloha. And many young people started to write about their sexuality. But we go on to the next little room on the left in this hall. We can come back later and study those sucks if you want. Go into this room, because there you see Miss Annie Sprinkle. Yes. A very good friend of mine, in fact. I lived with her for 1 year in Italy together. I'm her, that's what she says, her longest monogamic relationship ever. She was a prostitute. And she made about 150 porn movies in America. And I brought her to Holland and we made a show together called Post Porn Modernist. It played in Amsterdam and people were staying in line to get in. And they were staying in line in the theater to get from me a flashlight and shine it into her open vulva to see her womb. Yes, the very spot where you came from. Her show was a sensation. And here you can see photographs how every woman and every man can transform herself completely before and after. And you can do it too, not only by makeup, but by changing your ideas about yourself. And we did great art together. I put ink on her beautiful tits, pushed her against paper, and we made wonderful tit prints. They became very popular artworks. And you can see them here, in this room. And you can even watch her. Yes. There's a little moving image here. You can sit down and enjoy it. She tells about her story of porn. Everything she has done until now. It's quite interesting. But we move on. Please leave this room. You can come back later. And we go around the corner. And we're getting into a hall. Beautiful hall with a staircase in the corner. And immediately here, to the left, on the wall, you see the pages of a very famous book made by Anna Beke, designed by Anton Beke, her then husband, and written by William Levy. It's called The Virgin Sperm Dancer. Barbara de Vries played a major role in it. And me too, yes, you can see me here on these photographs. The book was even published in German too. Yes, we were very active in that time, pushing the limits, showing that sex could be in the open, that it was fun, that it was beautiful. And if you turn around and look up the staircase, just stay here, you see the projection of quite an incredible movie, entirely made by photographs of Sanna Sannes. Sannes died very young. He was quite an amazing photographer, totally dedicated to sexuality. And Anna Beke, who made the Virgin Sperm Dancer, was one of his top models. He photographed me too. In fact, we worked together. We even went together to Sweden to find witches for a special book about witchcraft. But not normal witchcraft, no, every woman feels like a witch, isn't it? I sometimes in restaurants said to Sanna, watch. And I went to an older woman, very beautiful, and I said, I'm sorry, can I ask you something? Yes, she said. I think that you are a witch. And she was amazed. And many times they said, how do you know? And very interesting talks and photographic sessions came out of it. But he died too early in a car accident before he could do anything with this wonderful material. And later you can come back and watch his incredible, rare movie that for the first time ever, after all this time, is shown here. Opposite the staircase is the entrance, yes, a hall, a corridor. Go into that corridor, and as soon as you're in, turn around, because there is hanging a video, yes, a monitor, a video monitor. And on it, if you have time later, you can see Annie Sprinkle's great movie video, Sluts and Goddesses. Yes, two sides of the same coin. So we go on. Yes. And we enter in this wonderful hall with two pillars. And there's a soft, delicate, delicious bed. Please go to the bed. Lay down on it. Yeah. First sit down, yes. You can do it. Just go all the way on the bed. Stretch out. Yes. Totally relax. Lay on your back. Fantastic. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. Yes. And now, feel your body. Yes. What you feel is pure energy. Isn't that wonderful? And the body is totally automatic. If you listen to the body, if you follow its instructions, you have a great, great life. If we masturbate, we know that, as I told you before, we close off all our energy channels. You have seen many pictures, some of them very sexy. The interesting thing is, if you have sexual fantasies, all your energy goes to those fantasies. If you are getting excited, a certain tenseness in the body, all the energy goes to the excitement. Many cultures where sexuality has never been forbidden know much more about it than we are. They tell us that the best sexuality, the best experience, is when you have no sexual fantasies, when you're not excited, when you're totally relaxed. And when you watch your breathing, now breathe in very deeply, all the way down to your genitals. Yeah, send it to your genitals. Keep breathing in, yes. Deep to your genitals, yes. And now breathe out, all the way back from your genitals, out, out to your head. Spread it to your entire body. when that sexual energy can spread through your body, you go way beyond orgasm. Now please open your eyes. Sit up. Yes. Look around. Here on the walls, you see photography by Misha Klein. Yes. And also by Albert Diederichs. Do you see the man and the woman in the water, floating, connected, both mouths together, breathing very valuable air, totally relaxed? That's the basis. Breathing. That's all you have to do. Get up from the bed, please. Look around. Do you see in the corner the door that says exit? Yes. Now next to it is another door. Go to that door. Very good. Open it. Just act as if you belong here. Yes, I know you're a sinner. This is actually forbidden, but you do it anyway. Go outside on the terrace. Close the door behind you. Or leave it open a little bit, that's okay. Walk to the left corner of the terrace. Very good. Look down into the garden. There is that little temple again, remember? Where those two young people, without their parents knowing, experienced quite a different type of sexuality. They were so in love. But they stayed very relaxed. They undressed completely. He was hard, but very relaxed. He penetrated her very deep. They watched each other in the eyes. No way of dreaming away. No way of having sexual fantasies. And they were breathing exactly the same way. Following each other's breathing pattern, that's all. For the rest, they did nothing. And it's very well known, especially in China, that on your cock are certain pressure points, certain energy points that you can find also inside the vagina. And as soon as the cock enters the vagina, those very valuable energy points are exactly on top of each other. All you have to do is relax. And what happens is the energy starts building up. Building up. More. 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 To a level you can barely imagine. You have never experienced anything like it. And that's the next step in our sexual revolution. Is it all about fucking and sucking? Getting orgasms and falling asleep? Or is there a next step? Now go back. Go to the door. Go inside the hall. And as soon as we are finished with this tour, you can come back here and lay down on this wonderful bed and take one of the headphones. on the headphones, you can hear some of the radio programs and other sound projects I've been doing in the sexual field long time ago. When I was in America, in Hollywood, I started sex magazines totally written by the readers. They became extremely popular. And I worked together with a photographer who made special photos. And then with the people who are photographed, I made tapes. So the magazine came with sound. You could look at them and hear them. And one of the people you could look at was Queen Adrina, a powerful woman who wanted to dominate you. Very powerful. If you dare, you can listen to her here on the bed. Together with her, I started the very first sexual telephone lines in the world. Yes. Later, they became very popular. We know that. On another headphone, you can listen to a radio program I did here in Amsterdam. Every man could phone in the studio of some beautiful girls, in this case Cora and Ingrid. And through the phone you could have sex with them. Needless to say that those programs were extremely popular and very confronting. And on the third headphone you can listen to Miss Annie Sprinkle, where she tells you how delighted she is, or was actually, popping my pimples. And she sings a wonderful song about menstruation and talks to you in her typical free way. But we go further. Please, go outside the glass doors. Yes. Towards the hall. Towards the elevator. Yes. Very good. And when you go to the elevator, you know what to do. Just put your finger on the button again and keep it there. And while you're doing that, look down deep to the hall below. If you see people pass by, draw their attention, whistle at them, or give a nice sound so that they look at you, wave at them, wink an eye, be sexy. It's very important, essential, especially in this time, that we touch each other. In New York, many, many people die on loneliness. The lonely crowd, they call this disease. And also here in this country, people aren't touched enough. We need it desperately for our health. And even if you give warm feelings, that already is so powerful. You don't even have to wink an eye or wave. All you do is send some warm feelings to anybody. And it will feel wonderful for yourself. Now please go inside the elevator. Take your finger off the button. Yes, the door will close. And there you are all alone. Now push number 3. I know it's actually forbidden, you're not supposed to go there, but we are sinners anyway. We follow our dreams. And then we go up. We walk very sexy out of the elevator as soon as the door opens. Go to the right. Go to the right again. And we're in a big, empty hall. And the only thing there is a monitor, a video monitor. Some chairs around it. And there I will show you, for the first time ever, some very important experiments I did together with a friend who now lives in America. Because I got very interested in going beyond liberating sexuality, being able to talk about it, fucking and sucking in the open. There must be a next step, way beyond what we know. And I experimented with the total relaxation of the boy and the girl down in the little temple by opening up all the channels, by totally being relaxed. It took a while for the body to get used to it, but the effects were stunning, let me tell you. And if you have the time later, or if you are interested, come back here, sit down, and watch this demonstration. It might change a lot. It's worth trying. But you don't have to. I don't mind. It has changed everything for me. Anyway, I think it's time to go further. Now, look around in this big attic. And you see, on one side, big white cupboards. Yes? Walk towards those cupboards. Yes. And there you go to the left, in the corner. And there you see a door. And it says, exit. Now please, go towards that door. Stand in front of it. And open the door. Go inside. Close the door behind you. And there is a staircase. Down. Wait, don't go yet. We go first on the little balcony, on the right side of the staircase. Yes, go there. And look out of the second window. Yes. There is Amsterdam behind the scenes. Yes. The magic center. To the right you see a big building and there's big windows and you see living rooms. You're not supposed to look inside, of course, and sometimes you might see things there that people don't want you to see. We call it privacy. And we are terrified or ashamed if people see things that we're not supposed to show. And yet, it's such a liberation if you're free and open. And this show is all about that. And of course I didn't name all the names and missed some things, but I suppose if you're really interested, you'll go back and study the details. It's worth it. But let's go downstairs. Go to the staircase and start walking. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's a very nice tempo. We keep walking that way. And we pass the wonderful little vulvas that you could stick your hand through. and we keep circling down. Thank you very, very much. It was wonderful to go with you. And perhaps I was able to change some of your convictions, to get rid of them. That's why my name is Willem the Ridder. To get rid of ugly convictions that actually create your life. Because we slowly discover that convictions create your so-called reality. But you're free. You can think what you want. Nobody can force you there. So, we're getting downstairs. There's a door. We open the door. Yes, very good. Close it behind you. And we're back where we started. Very good. There's a big metal bridge. We walk over it all the way to the entrance. Yes. There we turn around and we walk back on the big bed, the soft bed, where we met each other, remember, for the first time. And in the middle of that bed is a staircase that goes up. We haven't been on that staircase yet, so let's visit it very quickly. Because there we see our last work of art. Now go upstairs. In the middle, one of the walls, hangs a painting called Two Lips. Yes. And there you see it. The tulip. The symbol for the goddess. Yes. Even our country, Holland, means hollow land. Yes. Female. The wonderful little hole where you came out. And every man wants to go back there. Yes. That's where we belong. That's the creation. Now, please, turn around. Go downstairs. Back to bed. Very good. And now you walk towards the box office. And there, you give this Walkman, this Discman, and the headphones back to the person who gave it to you. Again, thank you very, very much for trusting me. I enjoyed this walk tremendously. Really. I wish you a great time here in that juicy, tasty, delicious, blushy, sexy apple. Ciao. See you later. Have fun.